Good morning and welcome to the Outdoor Show. This edition of the Outdoor Show is brought to you by Advantage Marine in Zeeland, Farmers Co-op in Hudsonville, Westonbrook Mower, Powderhorn Guns and Archery, My Firearms ETS, and Holland's Original Gun and Knife Show. That's February 15th, 2014, from 9 a.m. until 3 p.m. at the Holland Civic Center. You're listening to the Outdoor Show right here on 1450 WHTC, Holland's hometown outdoor station. We are pre-recorded this morning, so hold your calls until next week. I'm Tom Medendorp, and Tim Becker of Powderhorn Guns and Archery is here with me today. Tim and I are talking about turkey hunting, preparations, and anything else that comes to mind. You know how we've been dubbed, right? How are you this morning, Tim?
Great. How about you?
Excellent.
Perfect.
Excellent. I know we always tell people this. We're really not here this morning when we're pre-recorded, but we always say this morning because when we're recording, we get in the mood for Saturday morning.
You know, I'm a little disappointed in you, Tom.
Uh-oh, what'd I do?
The 3-4 years we've been doing this together, every time we've talked about turkey, to lead in, you've said to me, what have you told me?
I don't know.
Let's talk turkey.
Let's talk.
And he let me down.
Oh. Yeah, I wasn't quite ready yet, so let's talk turkey.
Let's talk turkey. I love talking turkey.
Can't believe I disappointed you like that.
Yeah, well, good way to start a day, I guess. I've been good, though, Tom. How about you, bud?
Last weekend, I really wished that I had been able to get out rabbit hunting. So in one instance, I could look at that and say, that's a bummer. But in the other instance, you know what? These things happen.
Yep.
Because last weekend was an awesome day for rabbit hunting.
I was way up north, and it was not an awesome day for
rabbit hunting. What were you doing
way up north? Me and a buddy Ray, we went up to my father-in-law's cabin up in Rapid City, Torch Lake.
Yep.
It's right off Torch Lake, and we went up there and just kind of had a bunch of the guys from up there, and my father-in-law came up, and we all just kind of hung out and had a good time. We talked in the past about ice fishing while we were up there.
Oh, yeah.
It was cold and snowing, and we just hung out and had a good time.
And y'all chickened out and didn't go on
there. Yeah. Well, we talked hunting stories, fishing stories, and everything else, and we went up on a Friday, noon, 1 o'clock, and I could have still been there talking hunting and fishing stories. It's just so much fun to get up there.
It's funny because you talk like that, and we like to go in the wintertime with other couples, and we try to find a cabin or something that we can rent and go to. You know, with a fireplace. I like it when there's a fireplace.
Oh, absolutely.
So I sit and look at the fire.
Yeah.
And, build the fire, feel the warmth and everything else. But,
yep.
And every time, I'll take along a shotgun to go squirrel hunting. I'll take along a .22 to go squirrel hunting or whatever. I'll take along my snowshoes because I'm going to go snowshoeing. And I usually get a little bit of everything in. But by the time the end of the weekend comes, because I'm trying to do so many things, I end up just sitting there and having conversations and enjoying the heck out of it.
Well, that to me is some of the most fun. And I've never been one to be afraid of a little bit of cold and blowing snow. But I think I'm getting older. Because when it was cold and blowing snow up there, all happy as could be. And, you know, the highlight of it, besides being with all my friends and being able to hang out, the gentleman, Mike Horton, that I went to Wyoming with back in October.
Oh, yeah.
We went to his house and had some of the mule deer that we had harvested and a stew that him and his wife had made up.
Sweet.
And it was great to go there and be able to have some of that mule deer, but also to see every time I go back to his house and these hunting adventures we go on with the trophies that are taken back, to see on his house, okay, where are we at now? And he's got just an excellent, huge picture frame that's got four pictures, of his son Matt's harvest of a big mule deer, then mine, and then his, all in the order that it happened, and then the group of all of us together.
Oh, goodness.
And that's just awesome to see.
Yeah,
that is great.
To look back at pictures and stuff, you know, is great.
Yep.
But as guys, we don't really do a whole lot with pictures.
Yeah.
You know, my wife puts together those, I call them the picture books, or I call it creative bankruptcy.
Yeah.
But she does that, you know, for different adventures that we go on. And I think that's kind of fun.
Yeah.
Because you look back and you go, wow, it's a good thing we took pictures.
Yeah, and it's fun because they had the, up in the living room, his wife had put together a whole book of picture books or whatever they call those that had all the hunts and everything.
Photo albums?
Photo album. There we go. I should have known that. Shame on me.
Picture books. Sounds good.
So we got to see that, and then he goes around to everybody that he knows up there and takes the book along and shows the pictures and tells the stories.
Oh, goodness.
And Oh, yeah, yeah. It's a lot of fun. And just to see that again, I love getting up there to be able to see what's new there. And him and I didn't have a chance to hook up again this year to hunt whitetails around here. So I feel left out for that I didn't have time to get together with him again and try to
all
go.
All you've done is hunt it all fall. How can you not have time?
I've been here and there, and I rarely hunted my own spots. So I can't complain about that. But it was a great year, and, you know, this is a lot of time I take my time up north, sitting by yourself or talking with people to be able to sit back and reminisce about the year that you've had.
Oh, yeah.
And that 2013 was one of the best ones I've had, you know, from the start of it. My two-year-old son came out with me and was able to be with me when I harvested a doe, so he got to be with that.
Oh, yeah.
And I'm just looking forward to 2014 now. Man,
yeah.
And it starts. It's starting.
It's happening right now.
You have till March 1 to do...
March 1 to hunt squirrels.
Squirrels? Yeah. What about rabbits?
March 31 to rabbit for rabbits.
Oh, get out there and do it. I mean, it's
and
perfect.
Then turkey starts in April.
Yep. Yeah, and what's the first date? April 27?
I don't know. You got the guide over there.
Yeah, I got it. Okay, for our area that I hunt here a lot, which is Unit ZZ.
That's where it's private land only down here.
Private land only. That's the one I hunt. And it says... wait, one? I don't see the ZZ hunt number for when it starts. But we do have some new regulations.
We do.
Yes, for the 2014 turkey hunting, Michigan spring turkey hunting digest. In there it says major changes, so not even just a little bit.
Well, the book looks like the hunting and trapping digest.
Yeah. Yep.
So there's some pretty big changes if they're going to make up a book that
well,
many pages are in that book.
I bet there's
it's gotta be like 16 pages or something.
Yeah, there's 19 pages.
19 pages.
Yep. And the two major changes is beginning March 1.
Mm-hmm.
So March 1st, when you actually go to purchase a hunting license, a base license is required for every resident and non-resident who hunts in Michigan. This is new to all Michigan.
Wow.
All the other states that I've hunted, you've had to have them, and they've called them a habitat stamp or a conservation stamp. Ours is now called a base license.
Oh, like a passport.
Yep. And it says, hunters may purchase their spring turkey license only after they have obtained a base license for the year. Now, as far as I know, well, actually, it's got to be, you can apply for your license without that.
Well, I hope so.
Because it says beginning March 1. Because
this is the last weekend to apply for
The application
license, right?
Period is till February 1.
So this is the last weekend because next weekend already is going to be February 1 on Saturday. So you got two Saturdays left.
Two Saturdays left. So
still.
But this year you will have to get a base license, and that cost of a base license for a resident is $11. A junior is even juniors have to get those too.
Your base license?
Yep.
Well, what the world?
Base license junior is $6, and a base license senior is $5. Base license non-resident, $151.
That's fair.
Yeah. Yeah.
We've always had the cheapest non-resident hunting.
Well, that's because you didn't have to purchase that. Like my base license or habitat stamp, they call them when I hunt Illinois, is $50.
Is there any indication in there that the base license we need for all our other hunting?
I believe, now don't quote me this because we're not, you know, we can't give legal advice on it. But as far as what I've read in here, here's something else good too. That this base license for resident, junior, senior, or non-resident is for all of your hunting licenses, your small game, your deer hunting, your bear.
So
I believe is the $11
fee. 2014 licenses starting
March 31st.
We can start actually in March getting the 2014, but the seasons don't, or it doesn't become valid until April 1, if I remember.
Correct. Yeah, I think
something
it's
like
March 31st, and then April 1 is your new license.
New one.
Yeah.
So we got to get that
prior
base license
to April. Yep.
Wow.
But now I just read something here. Non-residents under 17 years of age may purchase a resident base license. So under 17 years old, if you're bringing in a cousin from out of state,
they just pay the resident.
They
price.
Pay the resident fee. Yep. Yep.
Well, I think we're going to have to take a little break here.
Sounds good. Trying to read as we're doing this too to find out more information.
Yeah. Anyhow, The Outdoor Show is brought to you by Western Brook Mower, where they service what they sell. All units are ready to use when they leave the store, and Western Brook submits your warranty information so you don't have to. Stop into the Holland or the Jennison store, check them out on your computer at westonbrookmower.com, or call them at 616-396-5733. I'm pretty sure you're going to want to look into those snowblowers if you haven't already with this kind of weather we're having this year. We are pre-recorded today, so hold your calls until next week. We'll be back here shortly on The Outdoor Show. Welcome back to The Outdoor Show, brought to you by My Firearms ETS, educating people in the safe and responsible use of firearms since 2001. And Holland's Original Gun and Knife Show, an opportunity for sportsmen and women from West Michigan area to network, buy, sell, and trade their hunting, fishing, shooting, and outdoor equipment with other like-minded folks. For the 26th year, over 108 display tables of outdoor merchandise for sale from dealers and private collectors. There's always amazingly good deals found. It's at the Holland Civic Center from 9 a.m. until 3 p.m. on February 15th, 2014. That's a Saturday. Make plans to be there. I'm going to be there, and I hope to see you too. Remember, if we don't support community activities like this one, they may disappear. So we're back. Hey, we're talking. Tim and I are talking about preparations for turkey hunting and other things that come up, because you know how we are. We just talk about anything that happens.
You bet.
You know, Chris opens the window, and we talk about it.
Yeah. He likes to open that window on a cold fall morning, too, when you hear bang, bang, bang. Yeah. You got your earphones on, and you can't hear it.
This is true.
Yeah?
This is true. I put them headphones on, yeah. And I can't hear what's going on.
Even through our headphones, we can hear it, but not old Tom. He just keeps going, plugging
I
away.
I got those noise-canceling ones. If I don't want to, I can just turn it down and not hear you guys at
yep.
all.
Yeah, which isn't always bad.
Anyway, you found the opening dates.
Yes.
For turkey season.
Looks like opening dates of turkey season are April 21 is the opening day for multiple different areas.
Okay.
That's the earliest one I found. A lot of the people around here hunt that Unit ZZ or the 234 license, which I believe is state, statewide. May 5 through the 31st. But, yeah, as of the 21st, we'll be hunting. It seems to me last year it was the 23rd that we started, or the 24th, so it's a little earlier this year. And in my opinion, there's no better time than now to get out there and start trying to find some birds.
Well, what do you do when you're talking about finding birds in the snow?
You know, it's actually, for me personally, it's easier.
You can see the tracks in the
snow.
Yeah,
you can see the tracks in the snow. Something to remember is a lot of times they're not in the same spot as they are on their fall and winter
the food
feeding grounds.
Are different.
Correct, but something that I've noticed, like I justify a lot of things from behind my house. My house seems like these birds move in 2 weeks before season, and all of a sudden
that's because you ship them in a truck.
Well, but hey, you got to get them coming somehow. But it's like somebody just turned a switch on and the toms had moved in.
Okay.
I went and took a walk with a buddy around our property right here in town a couple days ago.
Right.
The toms are in.
They're there
whole,
now.
Yeah, the whole area is turkey tracks.
Wow.
Very surprised about that. And I think it's because we have a good strutting ground down in our swamp bottom there. Can't call it a swamp bottom. It's an agricultural field, muck field. But they're in there thick right now.
Really?
So I don't know if they're already starting to move or if they're just messed up because of the snow conditions and they're heading to people's bird feeders to find food now.
Well,
I don't
most of them aren't old enough to remember.
That's true. That's true.
Snow, you know, weather.
Well,
like
but the birds that we saw were toms, so they're a couple-year-old birds.
Yeah, but some people are comparing the cold and the winter temperatures to 20 years
ago. Oh, I see what you're saying.
20 years
yeah.
ago.
Well,
they're
I
not 20-year-old
that.
Birds.
Yeah.
They're not 20-year-old birds.
Yeah.
They're older, but they're not they're not that old.
So, and it's always, you know, the way that I look at it and what I tell everybody, if I can use turkey hunting as an excuse to walk in the woods, I sure will. I'm scouting for turkeys. I got to walk in there.
Well, yeah. Any reason at all. I mean,
you got it.
And with snow like this would be fun for snowshoes. I know.
I can see
snowshoes.
Me falling over.
Yeah,
yeah.
You haven't even tried them yet.
Nope.
You haven't even tried them, so what the heck? You can try them out.
Yeah.
What were they? The torchlit
candle
nights?
Walks.
Torchlit
candle walks. Yeah.
Candle walks. The ones over at the.
I thought they called at DeGraff.
At DeGraff.
I thought they called them torch-lit candle walks.
I don't remember candle being in
there. Night walks? It was torch-lit something.
Torch-lit.
Snowshoe walks. Well, that's what we're going to call them.
Yeah, whatever they are, I don't know.
And if that's not what it is, just tell them that Tim and Tom said we got to renew the name.
I know those are coming.
I know they wanted us there pretty bad, and I kind of chickened out and lost track of time, of course.
I know in March they got the maple syrup stuff.
Yep.
So it's February, I'm pretty sure, is the torch lit walk.
I think you're right.
For the trails.
Yep.
And this year probably we'll have snow that you can do it with the snowshoes.
Yep.
Because in years past, we had freezing rain.
Freezing rain.
We had it melt all away
when
we tried.
Yep.
So maybe we can do it this year. We go down there and I can watch you fall over and take pictures of you, post them on the web.
Well, I bet there's a lot of people that are excited to see this.
Anyway, you know, I was thinking about what we said about getting a chance to talk to people.
Reminisce of the year, yeah.
Reminisce about the hunts for the year and so
yep.
on. Remember last week, we had a whole show, and if you're looking for phone numbers or anything, you can go back to WHTC.com, look at the pre-recorded or the recorded show, the podcast, by hitting Media Podcast and then click on the Outdoor Show. But you can listen to that to get your info to how to get your tickets to go to the Safari Club International. That's the West Michigan Bowhunters chapter of Safari Club International. It's over at the Pinnacle in Hudsonville, and it's February 22nd. It starts at 2 o'clock in the afternoon and then goes from there. So that's going to be a lot of fun.
They have a lot of outfitters there, giveaways, everything.
Yeah, they talked about all the different guns that they were giving away and so on. But if you want more information, go check out our show from last week. And we got phone numbers on there and so on, a Facebook page you can go to, and the works.
Yep.
The Farmers Co-op in Hudsonville has what you need. They've got you covered for all your hunting needs. Stop into the Farmers Co-op at 3302 Prospect Street in Hudsonville. For a complete list of products and services, check them out online at fcelevator.com. We are pre-recorded today, so hold your calls until next week. We'll be back here shortly on the Outdoor Show. Welcome back to the Outdoor Show, brought to you by Powderhorn Guns and Archery. For all your arrow-knocking, gun-cocking, fish-hooking, flag-waving, stand-up-and-sing, God bless America hunting and fishing needs. We are back.
But we are pre-recorded.
We are pre-recorded. We had to pause for a little bit so you could hear Stars and Stripes.
Yeah, I was whistling.
Anyhow, turkey season's what we're talking about. It's just Tim and I this morning.
Yep.
And we're talking about turkey season. We talk about some other things. There's squirrel hunting to be done yet. There's rabbit hunting to be done. There's plenty of things to get out there and do.
Coyote.
Yeah.
They just had a big tournament on coyotes last weekend.
Did they really? Wow. You know, and don't forget Safari Club International. Get down to there to the Pinnacle on February 22.
Yep.
2 p.m. the whole thing starts. But you have to have tickets, I'm pretty sure, because it's a catered in dinner and so on. But there's all kinds of giveaways going on. I couldn't believe how many things they told us last week were that they were giving away and so on.
Yep.
You know, there's the Holland Gun and Knife Show, February 15th. You can't miss that. That's going on from 9 a.m.
That's going to be a fun week.
Yeah.
Holland Gun and Knife Show and then right back
then
to back
Safari
and then you head to Safari Club.
Yeah, February's going to be awesome.
Life will be great.
And squirrel season used to go to February 1.
Yep.
Now it goes to March 1. So you got the rest of the month of February to hunt for squirrels.
You got
and
it.
Rabbit goes till March 31.
Yep.
So there's plenty of hunting to be done. And then I went on a website to look up the whole base license. I don't find base license on there.
From what I'm reading in this book, it looks like one base license is good for all of your hunting. Now, someone told me once, too, that this year you have that the tags are different. That your deer tag also covers small game or something down that line. And I was kind of looking through this, and I didn't find anything. The tags have changed this year.
I just found a thing here that says new hunting license structure chart. The statement underneath here, the base license will allow hunters to hunt small game and also purchase additional hunting licenses.
So your base license is your small game license.
That's what I'm wondering.
And if that's true, you're saving $4 on that. Wasn't small game used to be 15?
Yeah. Base resident, $11. New price. It's all right here. Base. You got the junior, the resident, non-resident, senior.
Does it show, like, deer licenses cost?
Then you got deer, antlerless deer, current price was 15. They bumped it up to 20.
Okay. What about Does it say combo on there or resident firearm?
Well, let me go down the list here. Antlerless deer junior is $20. Antlerless deer managed area hunts is $20. Applications were $4. They're now $5. Bear for the license was $15, now $25. Bear participation, that's your points, was $15, is $15. Not exactly sure how that works because I haven't been doing bear points.
Yeah. See, I thought it cost $4 to apply, and if you didn't get it, then you got the preference point at $4.
Combination hunt and fish resident. What is that one? $76.
Well, that's right. I hear that they did away with, that they have done away with, if you buy a fishing license, you buy an all species.
Oh, okay.
Is what I've been told. Now, I don't know if this is correct
anyway,
or not, but
it,
that might be, that could definitely be part of that.
But it's a combination hunt and fish.
Then they've raised the prices of hunt.
That's a new one because there's not an old price and a new price. It's just, that's a new one.
$76.
$76. I wonder what that's going to give me.
I bet it's going to give you your combination tag. And
deer just, combo.
Yep.
The combo was 30, it's now 40. I just found that one.
Yeah, I went up $10. Five per.
One.
Yep.
Huh. I didn't realize we were changing them that drastic all at once.
Yep. This right here, though, says your resident Turkey Spring license, $15. So that's the same. Turkey Spring Senior License is $6, and Mentored Youth is $7.50.
Yep, I'm looking at the new chart here. Oh, how I got to that? I typed in base license in the search bar of the michigan.gov/DNR.
Gotcha.
I typed in base license. That's where I ended up getting that from. And we've got, it looks like all the turkey hunting remain the same on here. Waterfowl hunting went from $5 to $12.
Here's something, too, that I want to
Holy
throw.
Holy moly. Wolf non-resident, $500. Wolf resident, $100. That's got to be a drawing like elk or something, right?
Yeah, it's like this year they went off of a quota. And you, even though if you bought a license, you had to check daily to find out if that area you're hunting in has been filled.
Oh, if it met the quota?
Yeah, because you had to apply for a license, and if you got it, you had to check to see if the quota was reached.
Okay.
Here's something else. March 17 at 10 a.m., may turkey hunting licenses may be purchased by any hunter, including those who did not apply for a spring turkey hunting licenses. These will be sold until quotas are met. So meaning if somebody did not apply for a tag, and like the 234 hunt,
yep,
that's a guaranteed hunt. That's a unlimited quota.
That's still guaranteed like it was before?
Yep, that's still guaranteed. It says unlimited quota, and that
I can't
you can just buy
pages.
That over the counter. What's that?
I can't believe there's 20 pages.
Oh, yeah.
Pages.
Oh, it's something else.
That's incredible.
But beginning March 1, a base license is required for every resident and non-resident who hunts in Michigan. Hunters may purchase their spring turkey license only after they have obtained a base license for the year.
Okay.
An application may be purchased prior to obtaining the base license. For base license costs, yep.
Well, and I looked through all of this. There's a small game 7-day non-resident that costs $80. There are no other small game licenses listed on here.
Which, like that said, that must be your
so with
base,
a base license.
License.
And then what it says, a base license will be required for every resident and non-resident who hunts in Michigan, unless otherwise noted. The base license will allow hunters to hunt small game and also purchase additional hunting licenses.
Which would be your firearm tags and stuff like that.
All your other stuff.
Yeah.
You got to have the base. But once you got the base, you got
small
game covered.
So, realistically, you're
saving
money on small game.
So on March 1, I'm
going
to get my base
license. Yep.
Because I carry my small game license all year round, because you have to have a small game license even to hunt the non-seasoned things like woodchucks and so on. You have to have a small game license.
Oh, I didn't know that.
You can't just go shoot them, as far as I know. So I don't know, and I'm not giving legal advice. So I got to have my disclaimer in there.
But it makes sense.
Yeah, I don't think you can. I think you have to have a small game license, even though it's a non-season, like feral pigeons.
Yeah.
Yep. You know, you're trying to hunt them off the silos and stuff and get them out of, off the farm.
You know, I think it's a great idea to have this base license, but then you're also getting the small game.
I think you should make
game.
Mushroom hunters get them, too.
I agree. You're still taking.
It's just assumption.
We just stirred up a can of worms there. But you're still hunting. You're still. I agree.
You're out there using and consuming.
Yep.
I'm consuming rabbits. You're consuming mushrooms. Yep. Of course, I consume mushrooms too. But
you got the license.
But I got the license already. I think the base license should be required for mushroom hunters.
I do too.
Who's gonna call our senators and representatives about that? Everybody.
Call them. You bet.
Yeah, I'm trying to start trouble because we're pre-recorded and you can't call us.
2 weeks from now, we're in trouble. Well, that's all right, though. Later. 2 weeks from now, I'll be in.
Yeah, sure.
Haiti.
You and you're gone again.
Yep, on a cruise
you
boat.
You and you're gone.
Call away.
So, is goose season still going or not?
Goose season is still going. I was just with a friend of mine today that spends a lot of time goose hunting.
Uh-huh.
He said the farm closes this weekend down at the Todd Farm.
The farm closes?
Yep.
This weekend?
Yes, but I think the nuisance geese or this late season goose goes till the end of the month, but I could be wrong on that.
I'm looking real quick. You can keep talking. I know you can talk good, so
yeah, that's
let me keep looking.
That's no problem. But, well, you know,
goose management units, Allegan County, GMU.
Yep.
November 2 to January 31.
There's another one.
So that's till next Friday, or this coming Friday.
Oh, yeah, you're right. Okay.
That's this coming
January Friday. 31. Gotcha.
January 31.
I thought we were in February.
Do you even know what month it is?
No.
Goodness gracious.
No.
It's snowing. Do you know that?
Oh, yeah, I definitely fought that on the way here, and we were 20 minutes late, you know, waiting for you to come in, too. That's right, I just turned you in, even though we're pre-recorded.
It was actually 13 minutes, so anyway.
Yep, but...
You like to stretch everything.
Oh, yeah. Yep, but I would like to touch a little bit on this opening of turkey being April 21st. Now is the time... Turkey hunting is a little bit different than your deer hunting and everything like that.
Right.
Farmers are very happy to let you come and hunt turkeys on their fields.
Well,
they're destructive.
Oh, yeah. They eat a lot.
So my recommendation is right now is as good of a time as any to start talking to these farmers and asking for permission, asking them what is it like in the spring around the season. Are the birds on the farm very thick? And this April 21st season is my the opening day, and for the 5 days after that is my favorite time of the year.
Uh-huh.
A guy that can't call worth a darn like myself still has a good fighting chance of getting a bunch of toms to come in. And
you got to learn how to call. Dude.
Why? I just whistle at them and they come running at me in that early season. It makes sense to me. I can be professional until they get spooked.
Oh goodness gracious.
Yeah, it's
not that bad, is it?
Oh, this early season, it's so much fun for me, and I take so many kids out. And I think my wife will actually go this year. She got the hunting bug
you got her
last year, yep.
You got her.
And, yeah, so I think I'm going to try to get her out and see if she wants to try turkey hunting. And the kids, we love taking the kids out because you get to see undisturbed birds.
Right.
You know, they gobble back at you. They come to a call. You know, it's just try to get that. Try to talk to some farmers. There's so many birds around this area, and Tom and I got to talking about this because the quota for the season that I like, which is ZZ.
Oh, yeah.
The license quota for Hunt Unit ZZ, April 21st through May 5, hunt number 031, which is private land only below the ZZ line, 65,000 is the quota.
That's just incredible.
For the very far southern Michigan.
That means that we want 65,000 licenses to
yeah,
go out.
To go out.
And then with the 65,000 licenses, they must have a number of what percentage.
What percentage will be successful, correct.
So don't think that we're taking 65,000 birds out.
And it wouldn't hurt. I mean,
well,
we are
I'm
populated.
I'm thinking there's probably 65,000 birds in ZZ alone.
Oh, man.
Easy. More than that.
Yeah, far more. We probably got that in the neighboring four counties.
Now that's what I'm wondering.
Because we are
lot of
full
birds.
Of them.
Full. A lot of birds.
And, you know, I think a lot of that has to do with a lot of people don't realize we have a fall turkey season. It's
yeah.
a great license to have in your pocket when you're deer hunting. Opens up your options.
You probably shouldn't say that.
Why is that?
If you're bow hunting.
No.
Deer.
Yeah, but
it
you
ends
can
before gun season.
No, you can turkey hunt even with a gun until November 14.
Man, the DNR are already knocking on the door. Until November 14.
November 14.
Right, it's closed during gun season.
Right.
During gun.
I didn't say gun season.
I know, you said deer hunting, and I was
deer hunting.
No.
Well, I guess a lot of people consider deer hunting to open November
15th. Archery, yes.
Yep.
Gun, no.
Well, see, now, even if you're not an archery deer hunter, you can still go hunt turkeys with a shotgun during that season.
Yes, yes.
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah, you can be hunting.
I always carry one, you know, because when I'm bow hunting, if a big tom, or I'm not sure about this year, but years prior, you can kill a hen in the fall.
Yeah. You can kill a hen in the fall.
Yep. Not in the spring.
I don't know what's happening in 2014.
Yeah, I don't know with all the changes, but...
you got the book.
It doesn't say anything about
fall. Well, we can't wait that
fall.
For you to look in the book, can we?
Yeah, it doesn't say anything about fall turkey hunting.
Well, goodness gracious. That's
but
true.
The bag limit is one bearded turkey per licensed hunter.
Bearded.
Yep, bearded.
Got to make sure it's got that beard on
it.
Well, we're going to wrap things up and talk about things in just a little bit, or finish talking about a few things that can be happening yet here this winter, during these winter months for hunting, in just a few minutes. The Outdoor Show is brought to you by Advantage Marine in Zeeland, with competitive prices and personalized service to meet all your needs. Repair, storage, winterizing, parts, and more. Call Advantage Marine in Zeeland at 616-748-9235, or stop in and see Dave at 8755 Riley Street in Zeeland. That's at the corner of 88th and Riley on the northeast side of Zeeland. We are pre-recorded today, so hold your calls until next week. We'll be back here shortly on The Outdoor Show. Welcome back to The Outdoor Show, brought to you by Holland's Original Gun and Knife Show on February 15, 2014, from 9 a.m. till 3 p.m. at the Holland Civic Center, and My Firearms ETS, educating people in the safe and responsible use of firearms since 2001. My Firearms ETS offers education, training, and supply, the best you can find anywhere. Courses offered by My Firearms ETS are designed to provide you with the knowledge, skill, and correct attitude to use firearms safely in all environments and situations. Classes are offered regularly. Class sizes are limited. Register early to reserve your spot, 616-218-7328. Well, we're back, but we are pre-recorded, so you can't call and holler at us for doing something wrong. And we gave disclaimers, you know.
Yep.
We need to give our disclaimers because we goof things up.
We just don't know.
We try hard. Actually, we do a pretty good job, I think, of getting you the information so that you know what's going on and that you're, you know, looking forward to something.
Yep.
And this is the first I knew that we had to get a base license for Latin next year.
Oh, you didn't hear about this before?
I did not hear about it.
No kidding.
I'm not in the know.
Yep.
I'm not the man. You the man.
I'm the man. say that again.
I'm not the man. You the man.
All right, there we go. Nailed it.
Yeah, I was just curious. I was looking at this Hunter Orange clothing requirements.
Yeah.
Does your beard qualify?
Should. It should. Or if I need to grow more, I will. Yeah. Now, are you looking at something that says the requirements?
I have it right in front of me.
All right, because I do got questions. Is red considered a hunter's orange, or does it have to be blaze?
Man.
Because, you know, back in the day, they always wore red and black checkered.
Yeah, but that was before the hunter orange clothing requirement. Listen closely.
Okay.
Except as noted below, you may not hunt with any device or trap with any firearm on any lands during daylight hunting hours from August 15th to April 30th unless you wear a hat, cap, vest, jacket, or rain gear of highly visible orange color, commonly referred to as Hunter Orange. When hunting in any season with a license that authorizes the use of a firearm, you must wear Hunter Orange. During the November firearm deer season, this law applies to all deer hunters, including those hunting with a bow and arrow. The garment featuring Hunter Orange must be the outermost garment and must be visible from all sides. Camouflage orange garments with 50% or more of the surface in Hunter Orange are legal. So what it boils down to is a lot of people used to tell me, well, there's a square inch requirement.
100 square inch or something.
No,
yeah.
There's no square inch requirement. If I wear an orange cap and you can see it, it's on my head, you can see it 360 degrees. I'm legal. Is that suggested?
No.
If you're hunting in the brush for rabbits and stuff like that with your hunting party, if you've got a larger party, you want to be seen.
Yep.
So wearing a Hunter Orange jacket and so on is good. The only single item you can't wear would be orange pants.
Oh, really?
It's not listed on here. You can wear an orange pants.
Yeah.
It's the only single item.
But if you have orange pants on, that does not qualify if you are completely camo everywhere else.
Yeah, exactly.
I never knew that.
Because that's down low.
Yep.
And you can't do that.
Hidden by blind. But now, like for an orange cap, how would they, could they fight that?
Well, you've got highly visible orange on your head and your beard.
Right. And I'm good looking.
Why can't you go with that?
Well, I agree. But what I'm thinking, too, up in a tree stand, you're not visible from 360 degrees.
No, there's a tree in the way.
Yep.
I have orange flags.
Yep.
Just material.
Yep.
That you can hang.
Does that mean in
like
a ground blind?
Blind?
Yeah, like a pop-up blind. Can you not wear an orange jacket? Because you're not visible from 360 degrees.
You're not
degrees.
Visible when you're inside that blind unless there's an open door. Yep. I put orange on the top.
See, they make those hats for the blinds that are blaze orange.
Yeah.
Which I think is a great idea.
Well, yeah, because you can't see somebody inside it. Because it says you have to wear it. It doesn't say you can't be inside a pop-up blind in the regulations. There are exceptions, though, and that the reason I went to the Hunter Orange is because I wanted to make sure everybody understood there's exceptions to wearing Hunter Orange. Some people don't realize when they start hunting turkeys that they don't have to wear Hunter Orange. And red would be bad. For turkey hunting. Because you got those red heads.
That's why it's twice as hard. Oh, I see what you're saying.
This red beard
of mine is trouble.
No, you're orange.
Oh,
I'm talking about red.
Okay.
You know, the red color red.
Yeah, true.
The exception, this law does not apply to those hunting waterfowl, crow, wild turkey, or those engaged in the sport of falconry. It does not apply to archery or crossbow bear hunters or to those who are stationary and in the act of hunting bobcat, coyote, or fox. Archery and crossbow deer hunters also are not required to wear hunter orange except during the youth firearm seasons, early antlerless firearm season, and the November firearm deer season. So anytime there's firearms involved for deer hunting, you must have hunter orange on, even if you're hunting with a bow.
So that early antlerless, you have to wear orange.
Yes.
Because the youth season is going.
It
makes sense because you got firearm too.
Yeah.
So it doesn't matter if you're hunting with a bow.
Right. If you're hunting with a bow during a firearm season, you got to have hunter orange on.
Makes sense.
It's smart.
Oh, yeah.
I know a lot of guys that will walk out with Hunter Orange on for turkey.
Take it off.
And then remove it when they get set, when they're looking for their setup.
Yeah.
Which is smart, because there's been people that have gotten shot while turkey hunting by some guy who thought there was a turkey moving in the brush.
Yeah, you know, because sometimes it's tough to determine 6'5" from...
6'5" from 2 foot?
2 foot.
It's not a funny, it's not a laughing
no,
matter,
it isn't.
I guess,
it,
but
it just blows
funny
my mind that... people don't know what they
shoot
at. They're
shooting at motion in the tree. That's silly.
Yeah.
You shouldn't be shooting at motion inside the trees.
If you don't have a
during
good...
during any season.
A good, humane harvest of that animal, how would you even think about trying? Let alone if you're not sure it's a turkey. A deer, a bear, an elk.
Yeah. I was asked, there was a turkey 30 yards. All I could see was his red head. And that was it. All the brush was around him. Now, I knew it was a turkey. The trouble was, I couldn't see that there was a beard on it or not. And there are tom turkeys that their beard gets cracked off, or jakes.
A lot in the winter, yeah.
Well, how do I know that there's a beard hanging there or not if I can't see it?
Yep.
And you must have a bearded turkey. Doesn't say
doesn't tom or jake or male.
With
there's
beards.
Hens with beards.
It's kind of, you know, those weird things, the whole... interbreeding thing.
Yeah.
You know,
Well, that's why we have 65,000 quota around here.
That's why we need to get rid of some of them so they don't get the interbreeding going on.
Yeah.
But the thing is, why on earth would you shoot into the brush when you haven't identified anything?
I don't understand. I guess I don't understand why waiting 5 seconds could cost somebody their, you know, possibly their life.
Yeah.
Doesn't make sense.
You gotta wait until you're positive of that target, and for everyone else or for all of us, if we're wearing orange, it helps to make sure that people are positive of their target. That's the other thing. Wearing that hunter orange is very, very important.
Yep.
And I want to make sure that everybody knows that. It just makes me nervous when people are out there wearing hunter orange to get to your location to set up on a turkey. Wearing a hunter orange while you're trying to get a shot gobble out of them, whatever it might be. Take it off when you get there, but have Hunter Orange on to make sure people see it.
Best thing to say, no deer, no matter how size, no turkey, is worth getting shot over.
Well, yeah. Have an orange hat with you.
Yep.
if you're carrying your turkey out and you carry him over your back, yep. you got those feathers and yep. the red head, put an orange hat on so nobody mistakes you on your way out, yep. you know?
Yep.
It's crazy. Anyhow, we're about out of time. We got 2 minutes left, and I just want to make sure that everybody knows, February 15th,
yep.
we need you to show up to the Holland Gun and Knife Show. It's Holland's original Gun and Knife Show. This is the 26th
year.
108 tables there.
Yep.
And they're full every year. The tables are full. There's food
and good
there.
Deals.
There's a lot of good deals. There's food. Excuse me. There's food there that you can buy. You can come up on stage and eat. We're going to be up on stage. You can find us for your NRA memberships. You can either renew your NRA membership or extend your NRA membership.
Mm-hmm.
We have deals. We have deals just like you can find on the web, but we have deals that you can't find on the web as well because we are recruiters. So come see us. We'll be up on stage. We can get your NRA membership renewed or extended. And we're also going to be debuting our new patented target system.
Mm-hmm.
We're going to have it up on stage. We're going to be actually able to demo the target system. Shoot it, you know? Pow. No, we're not going to have real guns there.
Say, wait a minute here.
Can't be shooting real guns yeah. inside a gun show. Yeah. People will be getting really excited.
Yeah. Way too much ammunition and other firearms yeah. there to be.
But we'll be able to demonstrate the target system.
Cool.
People will be able to see it up on stage there. You'll have to come up on stage because we're not going to be like the show.
Yeah.
We have, there's tables all over the place, 108 of them
yep.
Throughout the gymnasium there. And it's cheap. It doesn't cost you that much to come out. And it's a great winter activity. 9 a.m. to 3 p.m. Saturday, February 15th at the Holland Civic Center. It's Holland's original gun and knife show. Be there. And then.
Do it.
February 22.
The Michigan Safari Club Bowhunters.
Michigan Bowhunters.
Yeah, West Michigan.
Chapter of the Safari Club International. Yeah. West Michigan Bowhunters chapter of the Safari Club International. And you need to be there, too, because that's going to be a lot of fun that night.
Tons of fun.
Tons of fun. Tons of fun. We'll talk to you again next week right here on the Outdoor Show.